Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's Friday! Hooray!
Friday.
Boy, I had to wear a flak jacket and a helmet yesterday. I was getting people were throwing steaks at me and vegetables. It just depended on which side of the vegetarian meat-eating debate you might have been on. I don't know.
Honestly,
what?
Rose broccoli.
Oh, come on. Now, I acknowledge that talk radio as a medium is fraught with danger. It's fraught with controversy. It's fraught with frolic and frivolity and fun, too. Yesterday,
it has
though, well, yeah, yeah. Yesterday, I thought I was having a really cool discussion with Liam Schiff over the whole issue. He had supposedly been attacked by what he called Weston Pricers and Sally Fallon people. And I'm honest about this. I don't have a dog in the fight because I've been vegetarian. I have been a meat eater. I have been vegan. I have been a meat eater. I have been raw and organic vegetarian. And also I've been in meat. You know, I've transitioned in my life since I woke up from the standard American diet to go clean and organic through many different phases, depending on my needs, what I discovered along the way. And so with great immense respect I have for Weston Price, I've referenced him over the years a lot. And I've also acknowledged I've met Sally Fallon and had a nice interaction with her. And, you know, I agree with a lot of what she says, and I've seen some things she's read that I didn't agree with. So whoop-de-doo! But there are people out there that took great offense to Liam, and some friends of mine, great offense to what Liam was saying because I didn't challenge him on certain things. It's like, I'm not a biblical scholar on Weston Price or Sally Fallon. I admit that. I am someone who's very pragmatic about these things. I go by the feel in a lot of places. And a lot of times, yes, I have researched a lot of things. I'm not saying I haven't done any research. But in that regard, I didn't feel like anything. We were having a good conversation about stuff, and I thought it was pretty balanced, ultimately, talking about metabolic pathways, not to make anybody's eyes glaze over, about if you eat animal protein to excess, that there are some considerations or concerns. Now, one of the things that was reacted to is Liam has said this before, and I just laugh at it. It's like, meat eaters stink. Have you ever heard him say that? They smell bad. They smell bad. And nice. Let me qualify that because, maybe I could have said, Liam, meat eaters that have metabolic imbalances, liver congestion, kidney and renal insufficiency, yes, they can smell bad. It's true. It's true. But I've met some smelly vegetarians. I'm just here to say it. I have. what am I going to say at that point? Because I don't have a dog in the fight. If you throw out a comment like that, it doesn't faze me. I'm not offended by it. If Liam said, Robert, you stink today, I'm like, okay, right. I'll take an extra bath or I don't know, whatever. But no, I don't because I eat more organic. So I would say, because I eat cleaner, I stink a lot less. I'll tell you what this. God's honest truth. I will stink if I'm under stress. If I'm a worried about something, and I know I shouldn't worry, but I have Jewish roots. There's going to be some worry there, to get the Jewish mother in you. And if I have that kind of stress where I'm very nervous about something, I don't know. It doesn't happen often, but it happens. I'm human. Then, yes, I will be like, ooh, what's that? Odiferous. Oh, okay. I think I'm a little out of sorts.
Odiferous emanations coming from Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah. And these words remind me. I love Shahid Batar, Dr. Batar's brother. Wasn't he great?
He was, yes.
He was really cool. What a bright... And I'm not intimidated by him. I joked about it because he's very intelligent. I mean, he graduated top of the class at Stanford Law, for goodness sake.
Very articulate. For
yeah,
sure.
But I couldn't... I lost it when he said polyglot. come on. Everybody uses polyglot in a sentence.
Of course.
Once a day.
Every day.
Yes. I like that. Maybe we could find ways to use the word polyglot. That could be
polyglot.
Yes. Polyglot.
Yes.
But, of course, it's like Tom Wood saying we should all use the word nullification every day. And I agree. I think it's a good thing. So I'm not against expanding into expensive words. That was my point. I just found it funny. He was a great, great guy, great sport, and really passionate about liberty, coming from the left side of the political persuasion. But look, can we get along? Absolutely. And as I said, I've got dear friends like Liam that lean toward the vegetarian side of things for any number of reasons. And honestly, there are people that have a belief, Super Don, I don't know if you met these, that believe they're superior because they're vegans. Right. There are religious cultist vegans or there are religious cultist raw foodists. And I will say God's honest truth again. I've met religious cultist meat eaters, too. Yeah. And they may.
Well, I think anybody with any type of belief in a particular, lifestyle or life choice or something like that can fall into that category regardless of what it is, whether it's eating or living or religion itself or lifestyle or, you know, all of those things. You know, and I think the point that needs to be made is that there are things that we talk about on this show that we have very strong opinions about. And there are going to be times.
We destroy. I thought they were kind of milk toast and weak and little.
Yeah, I know. No. You can tune to another show and hear that. Laura Ingraham is on at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Right. And when you did that opening, Super Don, about the FDA all that time ago, as far as we're concerned, the FDA can kick our. You know where this is going.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But the point that I wanted to make is that there are going to be times where we are going to provide a platform for people with opposing points of view that we may, and as you said, we may not have a dog in that fight. And we want to be able to cast a big tent to include people with differing opinions. And in this particular case, this is Liam's opinion. If somebody wants to come on to give a differing opinion, we would love to hear about it, because I think there are things we can take away from both points of view that are valuable and that may be helpful. And there may be somebody out there that might be able to take something from another person's point of view that, if nothing else, would allow you to look at it from a different perspective and maybe understand your own opposing point of view in a better way.
Mm-hmm. Well, for instance, I don't hold the viewpoint that you're morally or spiritually or ethically superior if you are a vegetarian and don't eat meat. I don't. Although, if you eat meat and you're eating factory farmed animals, I have a problem with that. I do for a lot of reasons.
Let me ask you something, Robert. If somebody came on the show and they were a fan of Twinkies, would you yell at them and kick them off the show?
I know I might make a little bit of fun of them, but...
You might. No, maybe.
No, I mean, listen.
No.
Listen,
we're libertarians, right?
Exactly. That's just not my way, typically. Now, if someone like Paul Offit came on, I would have to do a lot to constrain myself on that.
Sure.
But we do find there are passions that run very, very deep in regards to vegetarianism versus meat eating, whether it be paleo or primal or whatever. And I know firsthand the benefits of going primal for people that have it. And I know firsthand the risks of those that do long-term without paying very careful attention about certain metabolic pathways and making sure you're shoring those things up because of certain metabolic waste that can accumulate over time. That's not, let's say, an emotional opinion. It's just, all right, it's a factual metabolic pathway. Pay attention. That's all. That's all I'm talking about. So, listen, if I offended you yesterday with Liam, not my intent. Am I sorry? Well, my dear friends, I love them. It's not about offending for the purpose of offending, but it's the ability to just let loose on a lot of different topics. So the audience is listening, and if we haven't officially said so, we did get official word that the audience is growing, too, by tremendous leaps and bounds. I'm actually overwhelmed and humbled by the growth.
Just so people know, we had to triple check this number because we wanted to be sure before we actually said anything. I know Mike Adams kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit when we had him on.
On Wednesday, yeah.
But 1.2 million downloads of the podcast last month. That is sensational.
You know, and I still don't know how many people are listening live because it doesn't count those. And it doesn't count. It doesn't count those listening through UK Health Radio. And it doesn't count those listening to my Sunday show on GCN live and the podcast there. So if we got a baseline of 1.2 million downloads in a month, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
I know. And you and I have been on the same page. We both have just been sitting here going, no.
I blame you, Super Don, because you're making the show sound better than I am. So.
Oh, no, you know what? It couldn't sound the way it sounds without you. So we just make a good team, I think.
Yeah, just passing gas on the air when we can't.
Well, whenever you'll let me, anyway.
Well, listen, look, if we don't upset, and this is true, without intention, if we don't upset somebody every day, we're not doing something right. And we're as I said, it isn't with the intent to do that, because we go, oh, you're just there to upset people and inflame. Why aren't you there to uplift them? I think we do a little bit of uplifting here, too, once in a while, don't we? It's a mix.
It's absolutely a mix.
So
absolutely.
Thank you for riding with me, those of you, especially, again, my friends on the left as well, because I think I take them to task probably more often than any other group. Not that I'm into group dynamics. You know how I feel about collectivism. But, I expect more because they claim or pretend intellectual superiority sometimes. They claim that conservatives are just stupid or dumb and can't think. And I'm like, no, conservatism as a And remember, all of these definitions have changed, by the way. Conservatism isn't what it once was, any more than liberalism is what it once was. So if you want to get into intellectual, let's say, integrity, as opposed to intellectual anarchy, I think that's what Jerry Doyle does, right?
Exactly.
We have to acknowledge there are differing definitions as well. And we can't always come across in a way that's understood by everybody. So I'm going to upset somebody sometime. So consider yourself loved regardless, even if you hated me yesterday or you still yell at Liam. And don't throw away his book, Official Stories. It's still wonderful, even if you disagree with him on the whole Weston Price and Sally Fallon thing. But just don't worship these people either. I mean, as much as we have a great deal of respect for Ron Paul, you can call him doctor, professor, congressman, whatever, dad, whoever, we don't worship him. And that's the point. We have respect for people that we respect, and that's it. And do I respect Weston Price's observational abilities? Absolutely. But I don't worship the guy, and I'm just more practical than that. That's why I don't have a dog in the fight. So if Liam says something like that, it doesn't faze me like it fazed some in my audience. So I recognize you're out there. So if you want to call and have your say, 866-939-BELL. If I totally missed the point, just tell me. I love you anyway. 866-939-BELL. It is the Healing Revolution. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to see if we can pick up Dr. Frank King. In fact, I know we will. Lots more stories on sleep and the danger of Ambien and beyond. Oh, my gosh. Shocking stuff. Also, a new documentary out featuring Mike Adams and more, The Great Culling. We're going to talk with Chris Maple next hour. So stand by. Lots more healing to go on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Willing to go where the truth takes him.
Here's Robert.
It is Friday. We'll do movie talk next hour with a great new documentary, The Great Culling, is happening.
Also, thank you for calling Movie Phone.
Movie Phone, that's right. The Robert Scott Bell Show goes to the movies. Hey, what else do we do on the weekend? We drink and we smoke.
That's right. No. Booze and cigarettes every Friday.
Every Friday. Well, no, there are two stories here that are related to that. Before we bring up Dr. King, he'll slap us around with the healing revolution. No, we're just joking about this, but it's a quit smoking story. To go, this is the song, Go Where the Cigarettes Aren't, and of course it's Where the Boys Aren't. To quit smoking, go where the cigarettes aren't. This is, what is this? Is it Great American Smokeout already?
November 15th, it's that time of month when they try and talk people out of smoking.
So we missed it by a day, darn it. Oh, man.
Yes,
well,
yes.
I was going to quit smoking, but since I don't smoke, I can't quit, so, oh well. But those, if you tried the Great American Smokeout, how did it work for you? How did it work? I mean, the thing is, go where the cigarettes aren't. I would say what we want to do is fill in, as Dr. King says, the holes in your wholeness. How do we do that?
Right.
A lot of the addictive behavior, again, due to pancreatic insufficiency and chromium deficiency. So dealing with addiction, a lot of it has to do with GTF chromium, one of the things I get to talk about here all the time. But what about the boozing? What about the boozing, right? There's a big story here about boozing, calories, are nearly equal sodas for U.S. adults.
That's right. Well, you know, I mean, they went after the sodas because of the calories, right?
Right.
And our friend Bloomberg decided to do the whole, well, you can't get a 32-ounce, but you can get a 16-ounce with as many refills as you want, which is just absolutely asinine.
Yeah.
But now, apparently, they're taking a look at booze now, and they're comparing the calories from booze to the calories from soda, and of course, if we're going to be logical about this, where do you think they're going to try and go with it?
Beer.
That's right. You can no longer get a tall boy at the bar. Yeah. You can only get an 8-ounce beer, right?
Wasn't that Homer Simpson did that? Beer.
He did, absolutely.
Yeah. Men
Duff.
Drink mostly.
Duff was his favorite brand.
Right, but remember, beer actually is not totally empty calories. If you've got a good lager, you know, something that's real. I'm not talking about these American mass brewed things. But these small base breweries or these German purities, microbrews, the organic beers, they actually do contain some nutritional content. Now, we're not saying to drink to excess here, but I would say beer, I'll hazard a guess, if somebody that doesn't like alcohol, you don't have to drink it, but I would hazard a guess, and I think I'm right on this, that beer would be healthier than a soda pop sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. What do you think? Take a poll on that one?
I would agree.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, come on, guys. You know, not every calorie is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still so many people that are stuck on the calorie is a calorie.
Yeah.
And that's not true. It depends on where the calorie comes from. And, you know, hopefully someday everybody will catch up.
Yeah, and see, that was the good thing about the whole Weston Price Primal thing. It got people away from refined carbohydrate Twinkie eating and into more local and more qualitative, let's say, animal protein that's quality. So that's why people are doing well on that as well. So that's another thing here when we talk about the alcohol or the calorie issue. It's about the quality of what's in the calories as well. Now, we're not advocating excessive drinking nor smoking, but if you do smoke, please choose organic, and it will make a difference in your life. And if you feel like you want to quit, there are homeopathic tobacco, cigarette addiction, and alcohol addiction, and other addictions, formulas that you can get through King Bio. And that's why we're going to go to the Healing Revolution next. Now, I'm not going to talk about addiction with Dr. King today, because there's some breaking big-time British Medical Journal story on the danger of the so-called sleep aid drugs for insomnia. So stand by for that and a whole heck of a lot more, including the Great Culling we'll talk about next hour as we continue with the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up. Say thanks to my sponsors. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
It's official now. The Healing Revolution is on. We are joined by my good friend, Dr. Frank King from King Bio. Dr. King, how are you? Rocking it as we always do.
Nice to be with my even better friend, Robert.
Well, it's great to get back with you, and I'm not sleepy at all, but evidently a lot of people in America, in the West, maybe around the world, are. They're not getting sleep. They got this thing called insomnia. And even though you and I have discussed this a number of times on the Healing Revolution here, there's more information coming out that even shocked me as far as the dangers of the medical allopathic route to get you to sleep.
Oh, my goodness. We realize, you know, the problems are there for when you take drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Even the epigenomics, this whole genome project that, you know, went on for billions of dollars and years, and all of a sudden was like, oh, this is going to be the future of medicine. This is going to be, we're going to be able to check your genes and find what drugs you need. And then all of a sudden, when all the reports came out and things, all of a sudden, everybody got really tight-lipped and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, wow, that's what, you know, that kind of snoozed away. Wonder what happened. It was a flop by many standards.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found out was this wonderful, wonderful thing called epigenomics, which means you can actually change your genes by the way you live, you mm-hmm. think, you believe. The way you live life, the abundance that you live life by, or the lack thereof, can change your genes to the good or to the bad, depending on what you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't drink enough water, if you don't eat real good natural foods that your body needs, those things feed your good genes and wash over your genes and create positive, healthy gene expression, where junk food causes negative gene expressions. They've followed this with identical twins, big, many, many studies with this, and found, according to twins, that live different lives, identical twins that live different lives. One, it was positive kind of outlook on life. The other had a negative outlook on life from some negative things that she held on to. Mm-hmm. And bad things, you know, diseases and problems manifested in the twin with the negativities and the bad experiences, where the one that took had a positive outlook and had the positive experiences, did, you know, had good things going on with her life and lived much longer. And, you know, you just study after study on this shows it's how we live. If we exercise or if we don't exercise, if we live very stagnant lifestyle, bad things happen. We change, that affects our genes, and that's called epigenomics. And so we all kind of, I say we all earn our sleep mm-hmm. by what we do through the day. Does that make any sense to you, Robert?
Yeah, I think so. I think what happens, though, if we think about why the rise of insomnia, partly, and there are many layers and levels, I understand. One of the things that comes to mind is, like, how do you live during the day? You mentioned this. Do we live a sedentary life? It's certainly not going to exhaust us in the same way when we work the fields, right? Or we've been out working our bodies, and then there's this natural state of, okay, I'm tired, it's time to go into regeneration mode. I know that's not the only thing, but that's one of the ones that I wanted to consider here, and I'm sure you're bringing up.
Yes. It's all about, do we get enough sunshine through the day that creates melatonin? That, if you're not getting the sunshine, you want to take some vitamin D3, you want to take some melatonin. Mm-hmm. But with the best melatonin you can ever get, and I'll tell you right now, it's 100 times better than every bottle that's on the planet Earth right now that has melatonin in it. Mm-hmm. And it's called Dr. Sunshine.
Yes.
Nothing does what Dr. Sunshine can do. You know, it's kind of it creates a photosynthesis within us. Mm-hmm. It creates a manifestation of many healthy things. We can't avoid sunshine. You know, we become like zombies without sunshine. We all have zombies within us that wants maybe some person, they want to just sit around on the couch when they get home, you know. Somebody else just doesn't want to get outside and exercise. Somebody else just loves to eat sweets mm-hmm. and junk food and stimulants at night and wonder why you can't sleep. Those are the zombies. What are your zombies? Mm-hmm. We need to discover the zombies that are in us, and we can get rid of them all by choice and all by a choice on our lifestyle. We can eradicate the zombies within us. And how we live our life during the day, yes, you know, how we've earned our keep, how we've feel fulfilled at the end of the day. Have we done something special today? Have we helped certain people? Have we actually discovered or learned or served in a wonderful way in our work? Have we accomplished something that we feel good about, that we have earned a good day's work that will create a good night's sleep, a sense of peace, a sense of satisfaction, a sense of fulfillment, a sense of accomplishment. That's why we work through the day. That's why we're awake, you know, to go out and do good things. As we do those good things, we've exercised. I always feel good after exercising. How about you, Robert?
Oh, absolutely. You miss it when we don't have it, because we're largely, you have the capacity to take off from the lab there and go out and work the farm, because as we've discussed, you've got generations of farm and blood in your farm and on blood in your farm. You know, this whole idea of it's part of you, right? You put it out there. And it's a different way of living. I was a city slicker, Dr. Ken. I grew up eating food from a box. So I had to learn all of this stuff later in life, how to work the soil. And now I'm so glad my kids are starting to learn that early in life. But what you bring up also, and I love it, is not just the physical, you know, putting yourself out there, but the emotional state at the end of the day, based on what you've done. I mean, if you're out there, for instance, pushing drugs on people, a doctor or something in that realm, there is a spiritual, I believe, disconnect, because on many levels, you're harming people, not addressing the true cause underlying it that really brings about the discord that would say, hey, I need a drug. And we would say, well, no, not really. Certainly there's a life saving aspect in a pinch, you know, in an asthma situation. But well before we get to that, we can circumvent that by living differently. I think that's the essence of what I'm getting from you.
Yes, Robert. You know, we just received this astounding study published by the British Medical Journal that showed that just 4 sleeping pills a year, you know, that's like, oh my, every, what, 3 or 4 months, I decide I want to take a sleeping pill.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens? It will triple your risk of dying. This is the British Medical Journal. And if you take 18 pills a year, it will quadruple your risk of dying. That's outrageous. And drugs like, I'm going to say some names here.
Sure.
Ambien and Restoril will both increase your chances of an early death by 5.7 to 6.6 times greater. 6.6, that's like increasing your chance of death 660%.
That is humongous. I mean, that's why I wanted to talk to you about this again. I know we've covered the issue of sleep and insomnia. And it isn't that we just jump right into, oh, look, there's a King Bio insomnia remedy. Yes, there is. And I want everybody to get one if you're having trouble sleeping. But it's that bigger picture. That's what the Healing Revolution is about, letting you in on all of the things that contribute to that scenario where instead of reaching for an Ambien and something that could kill you, it's known, the FDA knows this, we could say, all right, what really is the disruptive factor? Is it what I've done during the day? Is it what I haven't done during the day? Is it that I've eaten so many refined carbohydrates that I'm dealing with a hypoglycemic plunge in the middle of the night, just waking me up and I can't seem to go back to bed? Is it because of other neurological discordance because of toxins of any kind? The liver is congested. That's what the doctors that dole out these pills, they don't ask any of these questions.
You know, the future of medicine will start exploring the reasons why and the causes behind our problems. We're like, you know, ignoring the causes. It's so simple to start looking at the causes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, medical profession is all about, it's very linear. Mm-hmm. And it's all about trying to find a single cause for a single problem. And as we all know, the problem we have is some byproduct of the life we're living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a saying we have is the sickness is ourselves. How we're living our life, the quality of our life determines the quality of our health, or the lack of quality of our life will determine the factors behind our diseases.
Yes.
The disease is a byproduct of negativities in our life, our lack of complete doing the things that we genetically are designed to do. And sleeping well is definitely one of those vital components, a foundational stone. It is a vital part of what we consider living a healthy, abundant, and whole life. You know, the quality of sleep is so important. We should proactively set our sleep sanctuary. I believe in America they call that a bedroom.
The sleep sanctuary, yes.
Yes, and the sleep sanctuary is something that is sacred. It is vital. You know, the key is where we can go into deep sleep. Get good cycles of REMs. Don't get woken up with an alarm clock if you can help it. Go to bed early enough where you can naturally awaken so you don't break that deep sleep cycle. That's where people get into that sense of jet lag through the day, is being woken up in the wrong moment in your sleep cycles, and it creates fatigue. It creates just a sense of that jet lag feeling, that drogginess. That sleep is something we should hold very sacred. Go to bed early enough where we wake up naturally. Listen to our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I think people forgot about their dreams. You know, how do you get in touch with your soul, your inner being?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to touch, to know who you are, what you are here on this planet for? Begin to discover deeper things through dreams. And you can start thinking, wow, dreams start meaning more and more and more as you set your mindset receiving those dreams.
Look, I love that you're bringing that up here. There's a third of your life spent, or hopefully enough of that, spent out of your body in a sense. I mean, your consciousness is shifting. It's focusing elsewhere. The distractions of the day are removed. There's regeneration for the physical body. But does that mean life is over? There's a whole part of your life that you can read about in the ancient biblical text about dreams, how important they are. That's a very cool thing. Now, let me ask you this, Dr. King. For those of our listeners that have small babies or little kids that really aren't beyond the sleep disruption phase of growth yet, for the parents out there, what can we do as far as a King Bio remedy? I know we can talk about insomnia, but we've talked about, for instance, the 911 burnout, for instance, when your adrenals, you're just not getting the recovery time. What would you say would be good for those parents that are just, listen, they're not out of that phase yet?
Mm-hmm. I think God is just such a gracious God. You know, that he doesn't allow us to have children after we get a little older and we can't handle it anymore.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know, because as we get older, we really, even our sleep becomes more and more important. Mm-hmm. It is such a key factor to prevent rapid aging.
Right.
And to keep us younger, longer, keep our golden years golden. Mm-hmm. It is important and vital to have good, deep sleep. But for those young bucks and gals out there that are having children and having this wonderful experience with waking up every 2 hours, that should be a short season. One of the things we do in our home, we made sure we didn't get what we fall into this thing called having a child-centered home, where everything circles around the child. We kept what we call a parent-centered home, where as that child grows up, they learn it's a parent-centered home. It's, you know, I feel like that order, it works much better because they learn from us. Mm-hmm. They see how mom and dad kiss and caress and warm and kind to each other.
Dr. King, you're almost talking about almost a continuum concept kind of thing where the kids just become part of life as opposed to a separate, oh my gosh, we've got to make their world just unique for them. I love that, and we try to do that the best we can because kids got to learn to interact as they grow. Well, listen, we got to take a break, though. That's one of the things that we adults have to do. And we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back with some more of the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out all the links right back to King Bio. You can reach them at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. In fact, right now I'm going to spray this EMF detox on the break because I'm surrounded by so much electromagnetic interference with all the radio equipment. So stand by. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And this is the moment where everybody says, Dr. King, just tell us what remedy to take already. All right. We all appreciate, and I certainly do. I love that we can expand on the healing revolution and talking about all the things that are genuinely corrupting things that we discuss that lead to disease diagnoses, including insomnia. But sometimes it's like, I just need the practical tool, Dr. King. What do you got for me?
Gosh, I'm going to hold off a little bit here.
You are something. You know that.
that how you live your life is going to have how you're going to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. And be prepared. Don't eat big before bedtime. Be well hydrated. You dream better when you're well hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find is just simple. You know, there's safe, natural ways. Homeopathy is not a suppressive drug like, you know, these sleeping pills. Homeopathy is an expressive drug. It is designed to express health, to express our well-being. And in these remedies are designed to express great sleep. You don't wake up druggy. You don't feel drugged. You can take it all day long if you like. It's going to prepare you for a greater night's sleep,
mm-hmm.
but it won't force you to sleep. It's going to actually help just bring that balance to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it take the place of lifestyle? It helps, but you still need to live the right life.
Yes. Well, and that's important, but when you do need the extra help, rather than reaching for something that can shorten your life, as the British Medical Journal has acknowledged with these sleeping pills, you can reach for the King Bio Sleep Aid, and I've got that linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. That would be much preferable, in my humble opinion, and I'm sure you probably share that with me.
Yes, and our sleeping pills, bottom line, will decrease your life dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
It not only decreases your years, it decreases the quality of your years as well.
Yes.
Where a homeopathic remedy like our sleep aid will increase your years because it increases your quality of sleep,
right.
Not just knock you out. You can drink a bottle of wine or whiskey too, but the issue is you don't sleep that great. And have a dark room. If you got street lights and things, you know, just get dark blinds, you know, create this sanctuary called where you sleep, and so that you can, your body is a sanctuary.
And remember also, like I just took before the break, the EMF detox, turn off your routers at night, please. Any kind of electric interference, if there's things plugged in, like even the clock radio next to your head, it's got to be further away. This stuff is very real in how it would disrupt the cycle. And by the way, if you're too well hydrated before you sleep, you may dream of waterfalls and have to get up. So just enough hydration. Just want to say that. Hey, listen, let's go to England right now. We got a call. No, it's not a call. It's a letter writer from England. This is the cool outreach that we've got here, as we just got confirmation that indeed the month of October was a banner month here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 1.2 million downloads. Can you imagine? In the month of October, and they're calling now from England. Yes, if you do want to reach me, you can try 866-939-BELL, and I'll get back to you, 866-939-2355. But Emma writes from England here, Dr. King. Fascinating questions. Dear Robert, I live in England. Enjoy your radio show very much. Also learning a great deal about natural health thanks to you. I don't know if you can help me with this, but I value your opinion. I thought I would ask you in case you could shed light. And this is why I want you, Dr. King, in on this, because this is a great one for us as homeopaths as well. For the last few weeks, my husband has been worried about enlarged and painful lymph nodes in his groin and armpits. In the last few days, there have been further symptoms, numbness in his legs, feet, and hands. The balls of his feet are painful, and there is a dull ache in one of his testicles. Apart from these symptoms, he's well in himself, he exercises frequently, and is not overweight. The doctor suggested it might be a viral infection, although he's got no test to confirm it. Would you recommend some things to clear infection? What should we do here? So this is where we are, lymphatic swelling. Oftentimes, even doctors will say, oh, it might be cancer, when it's the furthest thing from that, because there's a drainage canal in the body. What can we do to help here?
Well, Robert, whenever you get a rapid, you know, broad throughout your whole body where you're noticing your lymph nodes swelling, being inflamed and tender, that you should really go and get. It's like a potential forest fire.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure. Let's call the fire department here. Let's go and get the tests run and go through. That's where emergency medical can be very, very helpful in case there is something, you know, crazy and wild going on with a major, major infection that does need. That's when medical intervention can possibly work. But once you rule that out, let's rule death out and, you know, or life-threatening issues out first. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing to do. Now, along with that, with the beauty of homeopathy is you can integrate it right along with any other medications. There are in over 200 years of use globally by physicians, you know, there have been no known side effects and no known negative drug interactions. So whatever you're dealing with, emergency, life-threatening, going into shock, whatever it might be, you can always take the homeopathics as your friend. My family has instructions if I'm in a coma, which remedies I'll need. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and spray them in me, you know,
yes.
Because I know those will help.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a beautiful aid, but here's where you want to use the best of both worlds always. You get to good diagnostic checks and as well as use good common sense and natural remedies to
yes.
guide and direct and enhance everything that mm-hmm. you do in life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is something that if you avail yourselves of the allopathic diagnostic ability, that's great, no problem. But run for the hills if they tell you they want to just destroy you with synthetic toxic poisons or immediately surgically intervene. There are always other options that we want you to consider. And of course, even if you were to avail yourselves of allopathic options, the homeopathy is not contraindicated. So if you suspect infection, there are infection remedies. If you suspect, or if it's obvious, you have lymphatic, let's say drainage issues because of lymphatic swelling, this is a detox pathway. We want to get you on the lymph assist. We want to get you on lymph detox. We want to get you on liver kidney support. And these things are available in the King Bio line.
Yes, and another one, Robert, along especially with that lymph detox, is the swollen glands formula.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on here. That can help this gentleman out very nicely. But I just don't want to delay, you know, maybe checking for any life-threatening issues.
Mm-hmm.
So along with that, take the swollen glands formula as well, and you are helping your body, you're helping yourself, you're helping your doctor, you're helping your overall positive outcome by integrating homeopathy in any measure of issues showing up with your health. The more radical the symptoms are, like something like this, the more radical the results with homeopathy.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, I love the fact that we can respond to our friends over the pond in England as well. Homeopathy is available there. I know that you can call up and or even go online and order things and have them shipped into England if you can't get them as well. And that's something I'd encourage you to do so you have these homeopathic assists available for you. Of course, we know that silver, if there's an infection, that's another option for you, and we discuss that from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. So, Dr. King, if we, you know, we take this healing revolution seriously, and yes, we also have fun with it. All of these things point back to lifestyle. This next hour, I've got to talk to a filmmaker about the so-called great culling. Now, you know about culling in raising animals.
Yes.
But, I mean, it turns out, it looks like there might be people on this planet that are trying to do it to people. Now, it's not a nice topic, I recognize, but we've got to protect ourselves from what? Toxic poisons coming from food, water, and air, genetic modifications, all of these things. Raising awareness, it isn't just about taking a remedy for those things, but as you said, it's living differently.
When we went through the great plagues of Europe and America and throughout the world, you know, those were, in a sense, are somewhat of a culling, all happening because of very poor toxic conditions with, you know, urine and feces through the streets. And nobody understood back then what the value of being clean and sanitization. And so when large groups come together and crowded together under filthy conditions, there's always great plagues. Mm-hmm. And now the new plague that's manifesting in this world is plagues from genetically modified foods, plagues from herbicides and pesticides and toxic chemicals and additives in our foods. And this is the new plague era. And, you know, as you know, we have all remedies to address these things. Yes, avoid them, mm-hmm. but you still need remedies to get rid of them, because so many of these, once they become airborne, once they become, how do you get rid of flame retardants unless you're living in a hut somewhere and you never go in a car
yes.
that has flame retardants, you never fly in an airplane, you never live in a house with carpet or upholstery of any kind. Maybe you can avoid flame retardants and stain retardants depending on the clothes you buy or knit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it might be, these are real problems. This is a real plague that we need to be proactive with, as we spoke about last week.
Sure, absolutely. And the tools that you have there are so varied and so diverse, it's almost overwhelming. So we always say start simply. And for me, and Dr. King, you've said so as well, we start with the basics. Of course, you can respond to any symptom or symptom picture that you're dealing with, the primary ones. But the best thing, I think, would be to fill out the mind-body health appraisal form.
Yes, that and the regular health appraisal. We're kind of combining those together, because
mm-hmm.
you really do, Rob, need to see the whole person. If you can't see the whole person, who you are, then you never know how to get to where you need to be. It's a whole principle of life. You gotta really have a great assessment of where you're at
mm-hmm.
and who you are and what you're dealing with. It's like knowing where you're at on a map.
Yeah.
Then your GPS, it's got to know where you're at before it can tell you where to get there.
Yes.
Our own internal GPS,
right.
We need to know where we're at. And this mm-hmm. appraisal gives us a good understanding of where we're at, what's going on, and what intensities. And you start with the higher intensity things first, and you walk your way through there. And it's like walking down that yellow brick road to health.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, this is what we want to do, and this is what we do each week here on The Healing Revolution. You can check it more out at kingbio.com. The links are up, including the sleep aid formula, because we did talk about the very great and real dangers of these so-called insomnia drugs like Ambien and the like. You can check out the links on that and hopefully get some people off of that. Remember also, by helping someone's liver, you will help them to sleep better, because the liver is also more active while you sleep. We want to assist that. So everything we do is with that in mind, not just chasing the symptom, but really genuinely altering the terrain of the body so that function is full, complete, metabolically. You're not aberrant. You know, I'm not calling anybody aberrant, am I?
No, that's ambient, I think.
Ambient. Yeah, very well. Look at you on the toes today. You got your sleep, I can tell. Oh, very impressive. So anyway, I love doing The Healing Revolution. It always goes too quickly, Dr. King. Are there any events or other things coming up? I want to encourage, for instance, doctors out there from all healthcare backgrounds. If you have not gotten, there are professional formulations as well just for you to help you with your patients. You can also call 800-543-3245 and get plugged into that. It's something that, you know, many, many laypersons listen, but many doctors do as well. And if you haven't plugged in, and I hear from a lot of docs that love you, Dr. King, and love what you're doing, so I'm glad for that. But there are a lot more that have yet to avail themselves of The Healing Revolution.
Well, thank you. It's a great, great, great honor to serve both empowering people as well as empowering practitioners. And that's what the healing revolution is all about.
Beautiful. Well, we've got to take a break here. Remember, the next hour of The Great Culling, we may be talking more about the vegetarian meat-eating wars. I don't have a hot dog vegetarian or meat-containing dog in the fight. I don't. I find that where you are is where you need to be. We just try to get the information out to you. So, Dr. King, thanks so much. By the way, if you are a meat eater, the best buffalo in the world coming from Dr. King, check it out. I've got that linked up in the show notes as well.
Thank you so much, Robert. Rockin', Robert.
Yeah, well, you helped me remind everybody, including you, me, everybody, the power to heal is...
is obviously has to be yours.
Absolutely.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Remember, all the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. If I go too quickly through anything, you can always send me a little blurb on the website in any of the publications we do. Thanks as well to John Rappaport with all his wonderful work on the GMO vote fraud, which is still ongoing, even though many people are saying, we need to move on, we need to heal. I think I sounded almost like Bill Clinton. Well, we're going to hear from Bill Clinton. I feel your pain. Listen, there's a lot of pain going on in the world. There's a lot of pain in the West. But if you really looked at drug prescription rates, you'd say that 80% of all the pain, 78% of all the pain is happening right here in the United States, where this show right. originates. Why? Well, because it's about 78%, I think, of all prescription pain pills are being sold to people here, which is nothing to be proud of. Not really thrilling. By the way, this hour also, The Great Culling, a new documentary film, featuring Mike Adams and many others. We're going to talk with one of the filmmakers this hour, Chris Maple. And thank you, Mike Adams, for hooking us up. Fascinating as we talk about all of the threats to our health and healing and longevity and our kids and grandkids as well. Very serious stuff this hour. Also, we do have one of the most bizarro parties that are coming up sometime this hour. Hopefully, I have time to mention.
And it's not Tupperware.
No, it's not Tupperware. I hope it's not coming to your child's tea party, too. But we'll get to that. Stand by. Now, the story here, addiction, big time. And it's not addiction to heroin. It's not addiction to cocaine. Now we're talking about addiction to prescription FDA-approved drugs and the deaths that they're causing. There's a big upcoming expose. CNN is actually CNN.
Yes.
They used to call it the Clinton News Network. And now, of course, Clinton is interviewed for this thing, which is shocking as well. But Sanjay Gupta, the brain surgeon, who I don't not like him. All right. Well, you know, when I criticize him over stupid stuff that he will say or do, because he is a brain surgeon. Give him a break. Right? He's only a brain surgeon.
Listen, we give him props when he's right. Yeah. And if we feel he's wrong, then, you know, we're going to say we're equal opportunity.
We'll say. And that's what we say. Yeah, you can yell at me if I say something. That's okay. It's okay. Right. And Liam's a big boy. He can handle himself, too. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Associate Chief of Neurosurgery at Grady Memorial Hospital. That's in Atlanta. He is doing this deadly dose documentary that's supposed to come out this Sunday. So I won't even be able to cover it really till next week. So maybe we'll cover it even Monday or Tuesday next
Monday
week.
Monday or Tuesday. We'll get some clips from it. Yeah.
But it starts. It's the biggest man-made epidemic in the United States. That's how a doctor in Washington State described it to me, according to Gupta, as he's saying, as we sat outside the state capitol in Olympia. And he was talking about accidental deaths from prescription drug overdose. Now, many years ago, Super Don, we had the author Jay Cohen on, and he wrote a book called Overdose, and it was all about all of these prescription drugs. Horrific. It is a tragedy, yet there are no congressional hearings that I'm aware of being taking place or undertaken. Instead, you got them all going after compounding pharmacies because of the deaths associated with some injectable, which was done improperly. And
meningitis. It's just been in the news, just, and it still continues to go.
Yeah, and it's a disaster for anybody relying on this stuff. But at the same time, it pales in comparison to the overall drug prescription death rate, and now compounded by what? The death rate due to the use of these prescription opioids and other things, these so-called painkillers, and they are killers. Right. They are killers. But more than 20,000 times a year, they're saying, on average, these accidental overdoses are occurring. And so it's surpassing car crashes even, and yet no congressional hearings. Now, there's a lot of controversy on the state levels with these addiction and pain mills and pain clinics. Well, what does it say about our culture if we have begun to rely so much on these pain medications. And of course, we banned something that could be done, like cannabis. And I don't even mean smoking it, but eating it, and increasing omega-3 essential fats. And there are a lot of other ways we can do that to manage and navigate pain. But yet, how many states that have not nullified the cannabis regulations on the federal level do people actually need something that are now relying on these dangerous and potentially and often deadly drugs? And they could be doing something like a plant botanical like cannabis, for instance.
Yep. No, absolutely. And Gupta, you know, this is one of those times where we have to give him props for exposing this. Mm-hmm. And he actually says that, you know, it's easier for a doctor to write a prescription than to explore other effective options to combat pain. Mm-hmm. And that's true, because that information, listen, I mean, this is what we talk about, you know, constantly every week, is about how the FDA and how these government agencies and big pharma don't want you to know what those alternatives are, because there's no profit in it for them.
Yeah.
And this is what we try and put out there. And so, you know, listen, my hat's off to Gupta for coming out with this information and highlighting this problem, because it's important that people understand mm-hmm. what's going on out there, but at the same time showing what the alternatives are to it. And this is what I'm hoping
I'm not holding my breath. They might throw a bone or a needle to acupuncture, right? That might be one thing they do. But I'll be really shocked, and I'll eat my hat. Not that I have one typically that I wear, but if they come out and say, hey, look to homeopathy. Hey, look to omega-3 essential fats. Hey,
I don't think they would cross into that territory.
Yeah, look to these herbs. Like, they might even mention turmeric, because there's so much study. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, or else you won't see me here, or you won't hear me next week.
But you know what? Listen, the other shocking thing about this documentary,
mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Bill Clinton was
Where did
on
he
there.
Come from? Why? Where how did he get involved I in this? Think, but apparently he's involved.
I think that everybody now almost knows somebody that has been either someone that they know has died or almost died from using this. So I'm thinking that's what happened to Bill Clinton. But let's hear the interview segment with Bill Clinton.
80% of the world's pain prescriptions are in this country. 80%. Does that surprise you?
I didn't know that.
Is that a cultural problem?
It is cultural. You know, people think, oh, I've got a headache, or I've got this, or my elbow's sore, or whatever. And look, I don't want to minimize. There are a lot of people who live courageous lives in constant pain. But there's no question that since we represent 5% of the world's people, we got no business popping as many pills as we do.
Yeah. Well, look, here in that sense, I'm not going to critique or argue with Bill Clinton there either. But he acknowledged something that I have said for so many years here. Where do kids learn to take drugs? They watch mom and dad. Every time you got an ailment, a tennis elbow, a headache, you pop a pill. It's just in our culture. How do you explain that? What Bill Clinton says, 5% of the world's population taking 80% of the pain medication?
Right.
That is an embarrassing statistic.
Is it any coincidence that's where the money's at?
Yeah. No, it's very profitable.
Yeah.
But, of course, now it's getting to the point where it's so disastrous that even a mainstream news organization like CNN is forced to cover it. Where will it lead? Now, that's the thing. We're going to find out if it leads to anything truly holistic other than, as I said, throwing a little bone to acupuncture or something. I don't know. I'm going to withhold judgment until it happens, but I'm pleased that Clinton's doing that. I think, you know, as we heard, he went vegan at one point afterwards. So, hey, props to you, Clinton. Maybe people can change, all right? So, here's another segment of this. What is this next one? Set this next clip up for us, Super Don.
Here, Sanjay Gupta is talking to this trauma surgeon and talking to him about the people that he sees coming in the door of the ERs at the hospital.
Dr. Bill Hurley is the medical director of the Poison Center. He's also a trauma doctor. He started noticing overdoses, a lot of them, coming through his ER doors.
We thought, well, these are the guys who are on the street, maybe using heroin.
But looking deeper, he realized they weren't junkies. Not at all. It usually began with a back sprain.
They were taking these medications not to get high, but to try to control pain, in most cases back pain. And then they were mixing them with other medications and having fatal reactions to that.
So the new junkies are pharmaceutical, and they're led into it through pain management because the allopathic, let's say, profession is relying upon these synthetic patented pharmaceuticals. It is. It's patent medicine. It's monopoly medicine. There's no competition for pain management. And since the government has outlawed some of these natural botanicals that would actually help people to manage pain without going into addiction or without dying, I would lay the blame even on Bill Clinton, even though we give him props now. But what did he do when he was head of the executive branch? Did he roll back the FDA? I mean, he was there. It's true. He was there when Deshaies was signed into law. So I'll give him some props again. These people are going, what are you now, Clinton supporters?
Hey, you liberal.
Yeah, exactly. But listen, that was the people. That was the will of the people overwhelming Congress that ended up with Deshaies. And that wasn't even awesome. It was good, but it wasn't awesome. But right. Here we've got Clinton acknowledging, and now doctors acknowledging, it is beyond disastrous, so they can no longer ignore their part or their role here. Now the question is, will they now open up to this? States and the people are, by and large, and I think most physicians now, can I say that? I know it's a generalization, but most physicians that I do talk to are in favor of opening up the floodgates, if we can call it that, of cannabis, for instance, for pain management and other things. So it isn't that the doctors are all evil on this, but remember, they're in a system that is pretty much evil and constraining and controlling with the licensure system. So right. If you have ideas of what you've done for pain, I'd like to hear from you over the weekend. Maybe you'll watch the CNN thing and comment on it with me. The number is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I mentioned a few things. I mentioned the omega-3 essential fatty acids being critical for reducing inflammation and pain. I've mentioned Dr. Joseph Maroon, who is the chief neurosurgeon. You want to talk about neurosurgery? For the Pittsburgh Steelers professional football team. And he had done studies on the omega-3s versus nonsteroidals and COX-2 inhibiting drugs, and the omega-3s worked as well or better. I don't know that he compared them to opioids, but the opioids are very, very dangerous because you can mix them with, we talked about alcohol last hour. Don't worry about the calories, but mixing that with alcohol is very dangerous. And, of course, that's what they're saying here. Once you combine it with other things, who knows what puts you over the edge into that death coma that you may never awaken from. So this is big. Turmeric, we mentioned. There are other herbs that can reduce pain. Scutellaria, skullcap for the headaches often. There are certain hypericum for nerve pain homeopathically. And you can use St. John's wort topically. Again, there are a lot of herbs out there. Maybe you've had experience with some of these. I'm not going to be able to go into an exhaustive list here because we've got to go to the great culling. And I guess this also sort of fits into it. Because if you want to cull the population, get them addicted on drugs that will ultimately kill them. And I think that the pharmaceutical industrial complex is playing a part. IG Farben, demon spawn of IG Farben, Nazi Germany, playing itself out in the culling of the population, among other things. And we're going to get to that in just a moment with Chris Maple. Remember, all the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. Please say thank you to all our wonderful sponsors, Sovereign Silver. You can get through Natural News, shopnaturalnews.com. Of course, One World Way, the structured water technologies from Ronnie McMullen. We've got so many wonderful things here, including the BCX Ultra. That's the Rife machine. That's another thing, by the way, for you want to undo pain. That's another great tool that you can utilize, invest in, and pass it down to your kids and grandkids. So there are a lot of things here that we can do, and I just want to say thanks to everybody out there that's contributing and helping people off of these things. So stand by. Super Don, thanks for helping us cover that story so well as well. Chris Maple coming up with the great culling, and then we'll talk about the weirdest new parties ever you don't want to attend and don't want to let your kids attend. So stand by for that and more on the Healing Revolution edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show right now.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell. Wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in, and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it. Immediately, it changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Welcome back. Healing Revolution Friday continues into the film room. We always tend to do something related to the creative arts and film or video on our Friday show. And there are documentary films including and beyond just the so-called entertaining Hollywood blockbusters. And there's one that Mike Adams, the health ranger, told me about. And he said, you got to get Chris Maple on. We got to interview him on. I am all there. We're all here. In fact, right now, Chris Maple joins us and he has got a new documentary film, 3 parts coming out. And it's called The Great Culling. First one about water. We're going to start diving into that. No pun intended. The Great Culling. Our water, our food, our air. Welcome, Chris Maple, to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for having me, Rob. It's good to be here.
Well, Chris, this is an overarching theme here on the show. We talk about toxicity issues, certainly. And the environment is a big, big play here. But I also tend to like to cut through the phony environmentalism that I've seen as well. And since I haven't seen your documentary yet, but I do know also that Mike Adams has been featured in it, I know it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. So I'm not concerned about that. But I wanted to get your sense of what this is about, how you got involved.
Yeah, sure. I'd have to say about 2 years back, my co-producer on this film is Paul Wittenberger. He is the director and producer of a documentary film that came out, What in the World Are They Spraying? He teamed up with G. Edward Griffin and Mike Murphy, and they took a hard look at the geoengineering phenomena. I was kind of, you know, working with Paul a little bit behind the scenes, and I wasn't ready to kind of come forward and show my face and really speak out. I was just, you know, like most people today, Robert, just doing research on my own and just trying to answer some questions that I had. So this was being paralleled with Paul's research and my research. And once What in the World was finished and we realized that these heavy metals were being released into the upper ionosphere, we looked at each other and I just said, hey, Here it is again. What is with these metals? These metals keep coming up in all of my research, whether it's the GMOs or the vaccinations or the fluoride, you know, being, you know, smelted and from the aluminum industry and the phosphate mining industry. So that's kind of really what got the wheels turning for us. And, you know, and I just looked at him and I said, you know, here it is, you know, our three main components for life, our food, our air, and our water are deliberately, you know, being, I guess you could say, attacked with these contaminants. So that's where we decided to kind of dive into all three.
Sure. Chris, when you began researching the topics, of course, it's horrific enough to know what's being done to the environment. But did you get into the area where there is an intention? With a name like the Great Culling, I'm sure you did. But I have to ask, where you found it at one point, it wasn't just an oops, I'm sorry, did we do that? There was some intention here.
Yeah. No, and that's a good point that you touch on, Robert, because it's there's so much deceit involved with this. And, you know, most people, when you start, you know, posing these questions, the first thing they'll come at you with is, you know, it's obviously it's not by design. It was, you know, industry getting ahead of itself. You know, it's obviously, you know, not intentional. Well, as you dig into it, you start to realize that there's full intent, you know. The deceit runs deep in all three aspects, whether it's the GMOs, whether it's the fluoride issue, whether it's the geoengineering, whether it's the vaccination program. Way too many cover-ups to miss.
Well, yeah, I think that it belies learning history. I mean, it's so critical to learn history so you know that there are people on this planet that don't like you or me, would be happy to see us gone, and they don't value life the same way that we do. So this was a big thing. I spoke at my son's middle school a week or so ago about how the Holocaust happened. What was the driving points? How did it? What was the environment like then? What was the economics that led to it? To help teach people, it's not just the horror of the event itself, but it literally is learning what brought it about, what precipitated it. And I guess the question would be, is there something that we could describe and put our finger on to say, wow, this happened because of this? Did we go to sleep for a reason, the chicken and egg? Was the fluoride first, or did the fluoride come later?
Right. Well, it's true. You know, you touch on a good point there. After World War II, you know, you don't have to look far to realize, you know, this is really tied into the whole Project Paperclip movement. And, you know, shortly after World War II, and, you know, in January 25th of 1945, we began our fluoridation program here in the United States, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And you know, a lot of people, you know, yes, we defeated Hitler, but the whole ideology, the socialistic, national socialistic ideology wasn't defeated. We just absorbed it through Project Paperclip, and that science came here. We immediately started seeing the fluoridation program kick in.
Yeah, coincidence? I think not. And of course, there are in existence eugenicists, and I cover this on the show, that exist today. Now, they went underground. They started changing the name to social something or other to make it sound benign and whatever. But the reality is there are methodologies outside of warfare, which is the most the rapid way to decimate populations. There are subtle ways to do it by impacting food, water, and air quality. And that's a long goal, a longer range, because it culls, as you say, culls the herd, so to speak, over time, as opposed to doing one outright Holocaust like in World War II. They just went kind of underground and started doing it subtly this way.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we had a lot of we got a lot of flack, Robert, for the title of the film. And really, it was a decision that we made and we stuck with. And I'm glad we did now, you know, because essentially, you know, it's what's known as a soft kill. It's not an overnight type immediate effect, but it's in the long term. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cumulative, all these toxins. So, and one thing that, you know, who's more at risk than any of us are the children.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Pound for pound, of course, they're exposed to a lot more per body weight of all of these things. And I've said, until we clean up our act, and we can't clean everything up all at once, so we've got to control for that, which we genuinely have control for. Now, you feature a lot of great experts. I noticed a few. Of course, Mike Adams was there. David Kennedy, who I've known for years, an expert in the realm of fluoride and heavy metal toxicity and such. So you didn't go lightweight on this thing.
No, we wanted to bring in the heavy hitters, and we know Dr. Kennedy, man, he's amazing. And I don't know if you know that San Diego, because he resides right in San Diego, so they just recently lost their battle. They've managed to keep fluoride out of their drinking water for 60 years, and he was kind of, spearheading the battle himself. As you know, he's a past president of the International Academy on Oral Medicine and Toxicology. He's spoken all over the world and done tons of research. So he's quite a character, and I mean, God bless him and what he did for us as far as, just helping us, advising us. He lent us his handheld fluoride tester, which we were able to test various, water bottle brands and other products for that matter for levels of fluoride. Because one thing we did learn is that about a third of our consumption comes from the food we're eating, which was surprising to us as the journey began.
Yeah, a lot of these things, pesticides, of course, and other contaminants in the soil also contribute. And we must mention that the heavy metals that are all too prevalent out there as well, the increased uptake occurs in the presence of fluoride as well. So it almost guarantees that they don't have to do as much polluting as long as there's fluoride present to really increase your absorption.
That's right. I mean, once the fluoride's in your system, it has an affinity to bond with other elements, so it actually will suck lead into the bodies of us as well. So it's just nasty stuff altogether. I mean, don't take my word for it. I'm not an expert. I try to tell people, go do your own research. It will not take you long before you find these answers. So,
or watch the movie, The Great Culling. And by the way, we're talking with Chris Maple from The Great Culling. It's a great new documentary film. Mike Adams plugged us into The Great Culling, Our Water, Our Food, Our Air. Now it's going to be three-parter, starting with, it looks like we're going for the what? The water first.
Yeah, we decided to plug into the water aspect first because, it's one of the first of the three essentials for living that was targeted was the water. Two was, that was in the early mid-40s, and, I know there's some it even goes further back than that as far as, fluoride issues. We didn't really get into the Nazi prison camps and that sort of thing and what Lenin was doing, but we tried to pick it up and from Grand Rapids going forward. But then the GMOs, the food is, number two on the list that have been tainted through the various, genetically engineered GMO and Monsanto, these corporations. And finally, the air, which is part three of the film. And that program, the geoengineering program, did pick up to probably like the, there's variations in terms of when it actually officially began, but we could say, safely in the mid to late 90s when it really picked up. But so we tried to follow the trilogy in that order. So, yeah, part one, Our Water, is exposing the fluoride controversy.
And it's available right now through the website. I got it, thegreatculling.net, thegreatculling.net. Or are there other places people can access it and get it, or should we direct them all to the website?
Yeah, you go right to the website. We have a shop there. We've got merchandise, T-shirts. We've actually got a couple other films on the website. We have Dr. Kennedy's couple of films he put together as well, exposing the issues. We have some books on there that that some of our featured guests have written on the topic. So, but you can buy it right from us, or Reality Zone selling it. Alex Jones is selling it. I think Mike Adams is going to start putting it up in his store. So you'll be able to get it in various other places. So, but if you want to help our cause and help us out,
yes,
come to our website. We could use the money because it costs a lot of money to make these things, boy, I'll tell you.
Chris, were you doing documentary filmmaking prior to this, or was this your entry into it?
This is my entry into it. My wife and I have a photography business, so I what it was is Paul Wittenberger, has been a filmmaker and been a dear friend of mine for a good 9 years now. Right when I moved out here, we kind of met each other, and so no, this is new to me. And I try to tell people, look, you don't have to go out there and make a film. You don't have to grab your soapbox and stand out on the corner with your blowhorn and screaming and hollering, but you do need to take some accountability personally and do a little work, research at home for yourself, for your family, because that's where it's going to start, at home. And that's where I started. And heck, look what we were able to turn out. So
yeah, it's pretty impressive. Listen, let's take a break. I want to talk more about some of the experts that you featured in the Great Culling first part about water. If you don't mind, can you hang out a little bit longer?
Yeah, I can do that, Robert.
I appreciate that. Chris Maple is on board here, and of course, the Health Ranger's in the film. You know it's going to be awesome. And we've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you ever have a question or comment, give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back with Chris and more of the Great Culling after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I realize not everybody can take well to the spoken word. A lot of people really need to learn about some of these horrific things that are going on planet Earth through visual media. And I'm so glad that Chris Maple has put this together. And it's called The Great Culling. And Mike Adams, I mentioned, is in it. We mentioned Dr. David Kennedy, and there are others, including Doris Rapp. Dr. Paul Connett, who I've interviewed many, many times over the years, a long time ago. One of the guys that's also an expert in the realm of metal toxicology, fluoride, etc. So you really did get some solid folks to support you in your endeavor. Now, of all of these people, I guess one of the most brutal stories is what Gary Pittman was uncovering.
Yeah, Gary Pittman, what a great guy, too. He's a trooper. He's a whistleblower. He worked for the Occidental Chemical Corporation over in North Florida, a little north of you, actually, right?
I believe so, yeah. And what was he finding about the phosphate mines and such and the fluorides and all the toxic stuff coming out of that?
Well, he realized, you know, basically him and a number of other employees who worked at the plant became ill with all the, you know, all the good side effects there are to fluoride poisoning. So, you know, their teeth were chipping out on him. He's got all these types of issues with his heart, his liver. I mean, it's just, you know, he's in rough shape, and he's basically a whistleblower. He put together a lawsuit with some of the other employees and battled the company. And he actually wrote a book. Phosphate Fluorides, Toxic Torts. Mm-hmm. It's a personal narrative by Gary, and it just kind of explains his whole battle and what he had to go through and what it today continues to go through.
Well, you know, it really shocks me how anybody with a straight face from either the medical or non-medical profession could claim that fluoride is somehow good for you, whether it prevents so-called tooth decay. I mean, the thing is, it models the teeth. It causes fluorosis, weakening of the bones. Of course, it binds to metals. We talk about danger to the pineal gland and other endocrine functions. And yet, you know, people like Gary are just almost destroyed before that maybe people will wake up.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty stuff. It really is. I can't believe how it's sold and where it actually comes from and what it is. Because right now, a lot of people aren't aware. You know, you hear fluoride, you think calcium. You know, mm-hmm. You think, oh, good. It's good for your bones. Well, it does build up in calcium-enriched tissues, Robert, something that we did learn. And you touched on something earlier, the dental fluorosis. Well, it's the most outward sign of some type of overexposure to fluoride. And typically, children are susceptible to the dental fluorosis, whereas right now we have 41% of kids have dental fluorosis, which is the ingesting of the fluoride itself.
Right. Which, by the way, you know, why, if you're going to argue that the benefit is topical on the teeth for preventing cavities, even though I would dispute that, but let's say that's your argument, how do you justify putting it in the water? People are going to drink it. I mean, and bathe in it and absorb it through the skin. I mean, these are the kind of things that, were you able to go head on with any of the so-called proponents of fluoride and call them out?
Not really. I mean, no one wanted to talk to us, of
right.
course. It was funny because the majority of people were able to sit down with us, the brave ones anyway, were guys like, you know, Pittman and Dr. Kennedy and, you know, Paul Conant. And the majority of these people, Robert, are retired, you know, so their careers are somewhat behind them and they're not at jeopardy to taint their reputation, so to speak. And that's something we're finding a lot of. But don't get me wrong, we do have a handful of people who are still actively, you know, working and who are willing to come forward and be brave and put their careers and their reputation on the line, because as you know, I mean, this science, where they're getting their science from is just doesn't make sense. The safety standards are based on fraudulent science, and
right,
you know,
right.
It goes right back to the Mellon Institute and Andrew W. Mellon, who was the U.S. Treasury Secretary at the time, and when fluoride was, coming under pressure with the atomic bomb, the Atomic Energy Committee was also being pursued for litigation for fluoride poisoning. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's an old hat. It's an old story, but we're dealing with it today. You know, it's that revolving door between the public and private sector. You get these guys like Mellon, or Dick Cheney, who come into a public seat, make some moves that'll benefit the corporation that they're chairman of, and it's just ongoing. I mean, it's been going on since, you know, as far back as I've looked.
Now, you mentioned some people kind of reacting to the title called The Great Culling. Can you describe, you don't have to mention names, but who were these people? What was their stature or status? Were they concerned that it wouldn't sell, or were they concerned that you were exaggerating something? What was the reason that they said, oh, that Great Culling, I don't know about the name of that title. What's up with that?
Well, we had a difficult time trying to, you know, interview people with that title. You know, for starters, it kind of touches into the whole conspiracy, well, they're out to kill us. Because the majority of fluoride,
proponents are unaware of it. I agree. I mean, on the underlings, they're not involved at the highest level.
That's right. That's right. So even the folks who are willing to speak out and have done the research on its toxicity levels still don't want to say that it'll kill you, even though they know it'll cause cancers, it'll cause this, it'll cause that, and those things eventually will kill you. I guess it's just, you know, we had a few people pull out of the film who we actually interviewed that, because in the beginning, Robert, we weren't sure on the title. Mm-hmm. So early on, we began some interviews with a working title and just one gentleman I didn't get a release form on, and then he pulled out once he heard what the title was, and there was a little controversy there, but whatever, we let him go, and that's fine, that's fine. But, you know, somebody else stepped up and filled the hole and gave us the science, because all we're looking at is the science. We're not really trying to push this whole depopulation agenda. We focus on solutions. We focus on facts. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the underlying belly is in the title. In this water film, we really didn't even touch on the depopulation agenda. We mention it briefly in the very beginning of the film,
sure.
And it's not brought up again. We don't want to scare anybody off. You know, we want the audience to take us seriously. And we've screened it in front of a room full of PhDs, and they gave us a standing ovation, said it was the most accurate film on the subject. So
listen, if you're out there listening right now, which I know you are, a lot of you are, The Great Culling, this movie, you should be able to present to your friends that are not yet on board. They don't understand this, and they'll be able to come through and watch it. If a group of PhDs aren't running for the hills on it, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it really was. You know, one thing you can just, you know, for the audience out there, once they realize that, 98% of Western Europe is fluoride-free, they're not putting up with GMOs over there either. I mean, what is with America? You know, what is with this country? I mean, I love this country. It's just unfortunate that, we're not paying attention to these things. And I tell people all the time, look, if this doesn't bother you, you know, the GMOs, the vaccination program, the rates of autism today and Alzheimer's, then I'll tell you what, you can thank the fluoride mm-hmm. that you're consuming, because that's the exact effect it does have on you.
Yeah, indeed. You went all the way back to Doris Rapp, Dr. Rapp. She was, man, she's an icon in this field of understanding toxicology and the like. I'm so pleased to see that you were able to get a hold of her in an interview.
Yeah, it was, she's a hot potato, man. She's great. She's a pistol, and we're really glad to get her involved. And as you know, she's a New York Times best-selling author, and she's done a lot of work in toxicology and allergies and that sort of thing. So it was nice to hear her, you know, put her two cents in and get her on camera.
Well, what was the thing? Because a lot of this is shocking. Of course, my audience is pretty up to date on this, but I always like to hear when new things are coming out to broaden the appeal and reach into areas where we haven't reached with this message. Of all your experts, was anybody that just shocked you to the point where your jaw dropped down? Was there one thing or a few things that really hit you?
You know, to be honest, I had kind of done the legwork on my own, and everything I was hearing was, you know, I was pretty familiar with, but I think what really woke me up, Robert, was Dr. Kennedy. You know, he's the most versed in it, and he's done his homework. So once I want to say this, because most of the audience and most people out there, myself included, will say, well, look, I don't drink tap water, and they'll just dismiss this whole conversation. Well, probably one of the most alarming things to me and Paul and on this whole quest, on the fluoride quest, that is once we realized that the bottled waters are just as contaminated as the tap. The majority of them are just tap water that has been filtered. Now, there's no filter that will completely remove fluoride, and even there's no safe level of fluoride. So even if it's at 0.2 parts per million, it's cumulative and it's a poison, and it's just as toxic. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little slower. So, you know, for the audience out there that'll try to dismiss this conversation and say, "Oh, I drink bottled water. I don't have to deal with this this conversations." Well, I'm telling you, now you're paying for your fluoride.
Yeah, and among the many insidious things, that perhaps is one of the most insidious. And we go back and through history on that particular subject. Again, we even talk about the Nazi Germany stuff here. How this all relates. And we talk about a great culling. Yes, I want to acknowledge here that there are people, unfortunately, that would like to see the population reduced to small levels to manage it. But here we talk about the ability to sustain life by doing things appropriately and in balance. And you said you're solution-oriented. Chris, with this movie. Can you give us a sneak preview, at least one solution that you throw out there?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of different solutions, but diet's pretty big. You got to stay away from processed foods. A lot of the processed foods contain high levels of fluoride. Here's a little tidbit for your audience. When you buy fruits and vegetables, 90% of us will wash these fruits and vegetables before consuming them. Mm-hmm. And we all can agree that we're trying to wash the pesticide off. Well, what's the active ingredient in the pesticide that's killing the animal, the bugs? Well, it's a fluoride-based compound. So there's some irony for you. You're taking your fluoride-laced tap water and trying to wash off fluoride-based mm-hmm. pesticide on your fruits and vegetables. So organics are huge. Filtration systems, I mentioned earlier, not all of them, there's not one out there that'll remove all the fluoride, but reverse osmosis is probably your best bet. It'll give you the lowest levels. There's chelation programs out there you can get into and look those up to remove the heavy metals as well. But if you can just start out with getting a reverse osmosis system for your water, I would advise to cook with it as well, because you once you cook with tap water, you're cooking it into your food. You brought up a great point earlier, Robert, with showering and bathing in tap water as well. So.
Yes.
For those of us that can maybe afford to spend a couple more bucks, get a whole house system, a reverse osmosis system. Move to a community where you can drill a well. That's the best thing.
Yeah, and of course, continue to battle on the local level to inform and educate so that these municipalities will pull out the toxic waste in this sense from these water supplies. And there are victories happening. I think we just heard of one in Kansas, of all things, in the heartland. If they can do it there, my goodness, you can do it elsewhere, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And, every year we see a handful of communities pushing it out, and then, a handful of communities taking it on. And what we're learning is that the pressure's coming from the federal level. The states are being threatened with fines. So it's not like it's really being voted in. There's some pressure going on the upper levels.
Well, and that leads to whole other things that we don't have time to get into today, Chris, but I would like to connect with you at another time, particularly, I don't know how fast the sequence will be when the second and third one are out, but we certainly want everybody to get out there and get the Great Culling, the water edition that's available now.
Yeah, we're really excited about part two. We're in the process of editing right now. We anticipate early spring next year, and then part three, our air, we'll have it out next year as well. And I'd love to send you a copy of them, Robert. So
absolutely, we want to get them out to everybody. The Health Ranger is also in it, approved that way. And so check it out, thegreatculling.net. Chris Maple, thank you for being a part of the Healing Revolution here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
All right, let's keep rocking the health world. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a party. That's right. It's Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Nice.
Gotta love some Boston.
Absolutely. A festive time. And we got to have some festive parties, right? And there is a new festive party we got to report on right now. ABC News Medical Unit reporting. Why would they be reporting on a party, Super Don? Isn't that
weird? Well,
the medical unit.
Listen, what better party can you have when you can go and hang out with friends and have some wine? And have some cheese,
wine, and cheese, and
a mammogram.
Yes,
hey,
festive mammogram parties, all the rage now. But but says the medical unit at ABC, they deserve a dose of caution. No, really, you're gonna come on over. Ionizing radiation for all breast tissue, wine, cheese, radiation. Good Lord, who comes up with this stuff? And they actually have a nickname for this thing. Super, they call it mam parties. Mam party. It's like we're gonna have a Barbie mammogram, right? They got Barbie this for that because they little tea parties, innocent little tea parties that little girls have. You know about those? Now they're gonna have like mammogram Barbie. Come in here, show your kids how wonderful it is to just squish breast tissue and radiate it. Just have them prepared for their annual exam long before they ever should have. You know.
Sure, sure. Yeah. But in the meantime,
yeah.
This is obviously geared more towards the adult women who are intimidated by the bad reputation that's been put out there by people who have half a brain, that mammograms are a bad thing or something to be worried about or something might be uncomfortable or something. So now it involves wine and cheese and perhaps a spa treatment or two in addition to getting the mammogram to try and make it a lovely evening for the women.
I'm disgusted, honestly. You talk about being disgusted. I'm disgusted by this idea of a mammogram festive party. No, because, you know, this is an American Cancer Society thing. A lot of doctors that are still hooked into this idea that you can ionize radiation tissue. And it's like, oh, we'll detect it. Well, you'll create what you're going to detect one day. And they all want you to have yearly mammograms starting at age 40. But remember, there was the United States Preventive Services Task Force that said, well, maybe we should wait to 50 and do it every 2 years. Right? And if they're honest about it, they should say we should never have one unless there's a damn good reason, like you suspect something's going on. Because thermography, if you're schooled in it, that's something I could do. Let's have a thermography party. Let's do that festive thermogram party. We'll call them therm parties, and we could have thermogram Barbie, and we can convert the old. Remember the old Betty Crocker.
Well, you're just stuck on Barbie.
I'm just thinking because they're going after the kids. This is what they're going to do, just like they teach the kids to take drugs. And so, remember the old Easy Bake ovens, right? We could convert the Betty Crocker Easy Bake ovens. Not into mammograms. No, we're not going to do mammogram easy bake ovens. What we could do is convert them into thermography little centers. And so you could put little thermogram Barbie in there and detect if something's going on, if there's heat signatures coming out of her breasts. And you could put the Ken doll in there as well. That's fine. But let's promote something that's not going to cause the very cancer that they're trying to detect. Is that, am I asking too much? Maybe I am. I don't know. Hasbro?
No, no, you're not. You're not. And listen, you know, the thing that came to mind is, you know, obviously this is focusing on mammograms.
Yeah.
But the tactic here scares me because, you know, we're going, I know. I mean, listen, the flu shot. We've been talking about flu. We talk about vaccines till we turn blue in the face.
Super Don. Flu shot parties.
How long will it be before they're going to have these parties for that? And for anything and everything you can think of that they're trying to push down, you know, the throats and inject in the arms of everybody on the planet Earth.
Host your next party at Walgreens, and we'll throw in free photo processing for the party pictures. And, of course, it's a flu shot party. No, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. Health, freedom, liberty, political, economic, mental, emotional, spiritual. Yeah, it's all here. That's why we'll outrage, engage, and sometimes we'll just kind of kick back and relax like it's time to do. The weekend is here, Super Don.
It is, yes. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
Sunday for the GCN show, and of course we're heading into Thanksgiving weekend. We've got three new shows lined up, and we will have it back. And remember, tomorrow I will be with you in Houston, Texas at the Advanced Medicine Seminar with Dr. Rasha Bittar, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and more. Stand by for that, and we'll be back with more adventures on Sunday and Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.